Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 lesson on building an old-school atmosphere framework with chopped vinyl character for drum and bass. If you're into breakbeats, jungle energy, rollers, and that dusty late-night sampler vibe, this is a really powerful technique. The idea here is not to make a big lush pad that just floats in the background. We're building atmosphere that feels rhythmic, degraded, a little imperfect, and alive. Something that connects to the drums and bass instead of sitting on top of them. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable atmosphere system made from a vinyl textured sample layer, a chopped ambient layer, a filtered noise layer, and a resampled ghost layer that you can bring back as fills, tails, and transition material. This is the kind of thing that can make a DNB track feel deeper, older, and way more believable. So let's get into it. First, set up a dedicated group track and call it Atmos. Keeping this separate from your drums and bass is important, because atmosphere in DNB needs its own space and its own processing. Inside that group, create three audio tracks: Vinyl Chop, Air Noise, and Resample Ghost. Think of Vinyl Chop as your musical texture. Air Noise is your room tone, hiss, dust, and background movement. Resample Ghost is where we'll print the first two layers later on, so we can chop and process them into something new. This separation gives you a lot more control, and in a busy genre like DNB, control is everything. On the Atmos group itself, add EQ8 for cleanup, utility for width control, and maybe a little glue compressor if the layers need to feel glued together. But keep the group gentle. We're not trying to smash this. The atmosphere should sit around the track, not dominate it. A good headroom target is somewhere around -12 to -8 dB before the master. Now let's choose the source material. For this style, you want a sample with character. A short chord stab, a dusty melodic phrase, a reversed ambience hit, a broken vocal fragment, or even a vinyl-like room tone can work really well. If you're building from scratch, load something simple into simpler, like a short audio file or a noise texture. Set it to classic or one-shot mode, trim the start point so you're only hearing the interesting part, and don't worry about perfection. In fact, a little imperfection is good here. The old-school vibe comes from material that already has some grit, some weirdness, some age. If the sample feels too clean, too polished, or too modern, it's going to fight the style. Now for the part that makes this DNB specific. Chop the sample rhythmically. Don't just hold a chord forever like a pad player. Think like a breakbeat arranger. Right-click the sample and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, then Slice by transients or by eighth notes depending on what you're working with. Once it's sliced, program a pattern that interacts with the drums. A really effective approach is to leave space for the kick and snare, then place short fragments around them. Use offbeat slices before the snare, little call and response fragments after the snare, and maybe one sustained bit only at the end of a phrase. That way, the atmosphere breathes with the break instead of flattening it. A lot of people make the mistake of treating atmosphere like a continuous bed. In DNB, that usually gets buried or it starts fighting the groove. Chopping it gives it the same edited DNA as the drums, which is exactly why it works so well. On the Vinyl Chop track, start building the texture with stock Ableton devices. A good chain is auto filter, saturator, erosion, and then maybe chorus ensemble or phaser flanger if you want just a tiny bit of motion. You can add delay too, but keep that subtle. Start with auto filter. Low pass the sample somewhere around 3.5 to 8 kHz, depending on how bright it is. If the sample feels harsh, cut it a bit more. If it feels too dull, open it up a little. You can also use a very slow LFO for movement, but keep it understated. In this style, subtle wins. Next, add saturator. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can help bring out the grit and blue the sample together. Turn on soft clip if needed, especially if the source is peaky. Then use erosion carefully. Set it to noise mode. Keep the frequency somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz, and only use a tiny amount. This is one of those devices that can instantly make something feel dusty and worn in. But if you overdo it, it turns into harsh top-end fizz. So go light. If the sample still needs movement, add chorus ensemble or phaser flanger with very small amounts. The goal is not to make it obvious. It's just enough motion to keep the atmosphere from feeling frozen. A really useful move here is automation. For example, open the low-pass filter slowly over 8 bars during an intro, then close it again before the drop. That gives you tension and release without needing a big riser. Small filter changes like that can make the whole arrangement feel like it's evolving. Now let's build the air noise layer. This layer is all about space. It's the invisible glue that makes the drums feel like they exist in a room instead of just sitting on a grid. You can use a noise sample in simpler, white noise from operator or wave-eatable or a room tone recording. If the source is smooth, loop it. Then shape it with auto filter, reverb, and maybe a touch of redux if you want a rougher edge. Set the reverb to something moderate. A decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds is a good starting point, with a low cut to keep the low end clean. You don't want the reverb carrying mud into the kick and bass space. Add a high pass filter around 120 to 250 Hz and keep the resonance modest. If you want the top to feel grainier, a little redux can work nicely. Just a touch of bit reduction can make the air layer feel more aged and less hi-fi. Again, subtlety matters. This layer should sit behind the break, not on top of it. Think of it like atmosphere in a club room, or the sound of the sample living inside old hardware. Now comes one of the most useful moves in the whole lesson, resampling. Print the Atmos group to a new audio track called Atmos Print. Record a 4-bar or 8-bar Cass, while you automate some movement, like filter cutoff, reverb wetness, saturation drive, or erosion amount. If you're using simpler, you can also move sample start or end positions as part of the performance. Once you've recorded the pass, chop the printed audio into smaller pieces. Try 1-bar or 2-bar segments, reverse a few of them, and fade the edges so you don't get clicks. You can also warp lightly if needed, but don't over-edit it into something sterile. After that, process the print with EQA to remove low end below around 120 to 200 Hz, and use utility to narrow or widen the stereo image depending on the section. You can even add a slow auto pan if you want some gentle drift. A filtered echo with low feedback and a very small mix can also create ghost repeats that feel like old sampler memory. This resampled layer is where the atmosphere starts to feel like it has history. It stops being just a chain of effects and becomes a new musical object. Now the important part, placing the atmosphere around the breakbeats. In a DNB arrangement, let the atmosphere dominate the intro. Then thin it out when the full break and bass arrive. Bring back fragments and fills, transitions, and switch-ups. That's the sweet spot. You can sidechain the Atmos group lightly from the kick or from the whole drum bus using compressor. Keep the ratio gentle, maybe 2:1 to 4:1, and use a short attack and release that follows the groove. That way the atmosphere breathes with the drums instead of masking them. Sometimes manual editing is even better. If the snare needs more punch, simply cut a little atmosphere away from those moments. Especially in old-school jungle-style arrangements, the break itself is the star. The atmosphere is there to support it, not cover it up. Here's a simple arrangement idea. Start with a 16-bar intro made mostly of filtered dust, noise, and one chopped fragment. Then bring the break in while keeping those textures audible. Once the sub-bass enters, thin the atmosphere down to just ghost layers. In the drop, keep it mostly to transition tails, little response hits, and end of phrase details. That keeps the track moving and prevents the atmosphere from getting stale. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the framework really comes alive. Use automation on auto filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, saturator drive, utility width, and delay feedback. You do not need constant movement. In fact, a few intentional changes are usually stronger than non-stop tweaking. For example, open the filter a bit before a drop. Raise the reverb wet level during a build, then pull it back hard right before the drop lands. Narrow the width in the intro, then widen it slightly in the pre-drop. These are small decisions, but they create tension in a very musical way. And just as important, keep the low end clean. On the Atmos group, high pass around 120 to 250 Hz. If the atmosphere is muddy, notch out a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If your reverb bass or low mid bass is occupying that area, carve a little space so the atmosphere doesn't cloud the mix. A good rule in DNB is this. The sub is mono and dominant, the drums own the transient attack, and the atmosphere owns the sense of history and movement. That balance is what makes the track feel polished instead of cloudy. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the atmosphere too loud. If you notice it immediately on first listen, it's probably too high in the mix. Second, don't use full-range samples without filtering. Most atmosphere layers do not need much below 150 Hz. Third, be careful with stereo width. Too much width can cause phase problems and make the low mids messy. Fourth, don't let the atmosphere blur the breakbeat. If the drums feel less punchy, cut the atmosphere away from the important hits. Fifth, don't overprocess it until it sounds fake. In this style, dusty and imperfect usually beats glossy and overcooked. And finally, don't ignore the arrangement. If the atmosphere stays identical from intro to drop, the track loses momentum fast. A few pro tips before we wrap up. Try using resampled atmosphere tails as transitions into snare fills or drop starts. A reverse chop into a snare hit can create a huge sense of tension with almost no effort. You can also duplicate the atmosphere and build a parallel damage lane. Crush one copy with saturator or redux, then blend it quietly under the cleaner version. That can add a really nice worn-out speaker feel. For darker rollers, keep most of the atmosphere in the 300 Hz to 6 kHz range. That keeps it present without stealing the sub or kick. And if the drop is heavy, reduce the atmosphere to only the most characterful layer. In a modern DNB mix, less is often more when the bass line needs articulation. Here's a quick practice exercise you can try right after this lesson.